In the summer of 2024, local culinary power couple Jenny and Chris Dorr took the reins of a beloved South Glens Falls eatery, the Peppermill Family Restaurant, injecting new life into a decades-old establishment, a popular diner with a solid local following. In this episode of Building Success Stories, you will learn about the background of the Dorrs and their vision for the future of the Peppermill.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Welcome to South Glens Falls. I'm a resident here, so.
Cool.
So you're originally from Saratoga?
Yeah, I'm a Saratoga native. Grew up there, went high school there, whole nine yards. That's where Jenny and I met, in Saratoga.
You were working at Druthers?
Yeah, I was back and forth between a lot of restaurants in Saratoga. Mm-hmm. But when I met her, I was at Druthers. I was in the kitchen. She was in front of the house. Mm-hmm. And things just clicked.
Uh-huh. And you're originally from Queensbury, so you're meeting halfway in between here now?
Yes. Yeah, it's a good middle ground. Mm-hmm. And yes, I grew up in Queensbury, moved away for a bit, and came back.
It's great. So you're professionally, you're a nutritionist?
Yeah.
And so you have your own business now?
Do.
Giving counseling for people?
Yes. I went to school for nutrition. And went away for a little bit teaching yoga, doing nutrition. And then I came back to the area and just love it here. We knew that we wanted to be in the area, our family's here. And so that was important.
Yeah, that's great.
The culture and the ethos that John and Vicky established here mm-hmm. at Mill has been, it really has been a family restaurant. And the culture that thrives throughout the employees has been really great because they really are family together. And at first, it was hard to see the dynamic with Jenny and I coming in and John and Vicky going off into retirement. Mm-hmm. But it's been 2 weeks and there's already a good vibe between everybody and their understanding of who we are and what we want to do. And, you know, it's a fresh, young look at, you know, what we've done in our past mm-hmm. and bring it to this and be able to bring more to the family mm-hmm. and, you know, we've kind of been accepted already to everybody. It's been really neat to be a part of it.
That's great because see, they've established this and then you can carry it on.
Yeah.
You add your touches to it.
Mm-hmm. Adding to the mm-hmm. legacy.
Because sometimes things do have to kind of transition and move into the new kind of era. So it's exciting for South Glens Falls.
Yeah, it's like a strong foundation of a home that was, you know, built in 1990 mm-hmm. and has great structure, great bones, great foundation. And then, you know, we're just going to allow it to have some renovations and updates and mm-hmm. just little tweaks to make it even better.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So we didn't talk a bit about your background. So you're the chef.
Yeah.
How did you get started?
I've always been a curious mind. I still am a curious mind. Jenny can attest to that. When I was a young boy, I was always in the kitchen with my mom, cooking, my grandparents. We used to make tortellinis. We still do. My younger brother is more advantageous about it mm-hmm. this season in his life more than I am, just because I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know, when we were young, we used to make tortellini, ravioli, and fresh pasta mm-hmm. in our kitchen. It was a yearly thing.
So it's in tradition.
Yeah, and it kind of grew into me just getting into kitchens when I was young, you know, washing dishes. And, you know, one of my first jobs was in a sushi place where I would clean fish, wash dishes. And I went from there to a pizza shop, which, you know, I started same thing, washing dishes and tossing pizza. And mm-hmm. when it came for me to go to college, I chose to go to O'Connor's.
Yeah.
I went to the Culinary Institute of America, spent 2 years learning the fundamentals and the foundation of what principal cooking is.
Yeah.
How to establish really great sauces with really great technique, build a product that's built on the foundation of what cuisines are. I'm deep-hearted Italian, but I would say my influence is really Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it was a lot of restaurants, in Saratoga. I helped Forno's open up.
Mm-hmm.
I helped Max London open up his restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into more of a corporate lifestyle. I became the executive chef at Gideon Putnam, where I learned a lot of banquets. We did a lot of weddings, a lot of big time people where, you know, the holidays were a big thing. And it's kind of great because here holidays are a big thing and it's a lot of people. So I can take what my knowledge from that, apply it to, you know, a small time restaurant like this, but still be able to have the technique and the flavor profiles be exuberant and not without jeopardizing, you know, the quality.
Yeah.
When I was at the Gideon, you know, we spent a lot of time focusing on the quality and making sure efficiencies were in place so that we could execute at a really high level and we could do six weddings a day. So that, I mean, it was a great experience. And it was the season of our life where her and I had just bought a house. I wanted to get away from corporate life. I was away a lot. Her and I had just gotten married. So I went to a smaller restaurant. Instead of working at a hotel, I took over as the culinary director for Wheatfields.
Oh, okay.
So I started at Wheatfield, Saratoga, Clifton Park, BWP, and 2 West Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really great change of pace. I got to really be in the format of 4 separate restaurants, but a conglomerate of one. I spent a lot of time with the owner doing business. It was figuring out the numbers, making sure that the numbers on a weekly basis worked, making sure the managers were editing their numbers a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And not just 1, 4. So there were always fires to put out. There was always something going on. And all that has really kind of led to, you know, us owning our own business. Mm-hmm. You know, all the prerequisites of being an owner were kind of checked off through my
career. Yeah, it was a natural next step for you. Yeah.
And during all that time frame, her and I have looked at other properties and, you know, we had looked at the idea of doing a restaurant in Glens Falls, and things just never worked out. It was always something, whether on our side or whether it was something else, it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, we moved up here. We bought a house in Queensbury, and our real estate agent, Nick Ketter, who's been amazing, helped us find a place. And we've always stayed connected with him. Just last November, I was talking with him about something else, and he mentioned this, and we talked about it, financially saw if it was doable, had the great opportunity to meet John and Vicky, and everything started clicking.
Yeah. It's amazing how things kind of align, right?
Yeah, it really, just the way the time frame worked out, the things they had pre-established, what we were looking for, the general culture that we wanted versus what they've already had, the legacy that they've already pre-established. That, and they were very adamant about finding the right people as we were also looking for the right place.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a legacy.
Yeah. And it really jives so well. And after meeting them, it was like, let's do this. And it just, you know, it took some time, 7 months, but through that, it was, you know, we were able to convey to people, you know, this wasn't just a rash.
Yeah.
Thought processes. It wasn't a rash decision. This was a very thought out, well intended endeavor to be able to keep. There's a lot of pride that John and Vicky have in the legacy that they built. It's, you know, it's been 34 years, and we want to be able to uphold that.
Yeah.
Both on the family side, when it comes to the front of the house and the back of the house, but also ourselves, because we have family. Both in Queensbury and in Saratoga, and that family to us is very important.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to bring that out in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been great.
That's great. Great legacy. Now, but being in South Glens Falls, so I mean, you're used to Saratoga and you're looking at Glens Falls, like, do you have any concerns about the location here?
I think the location's great.
Yeah, this is a main arterial.
Yeah.
This road
here. So many people pass through.
They pass through going from Saratoga to Lake George.
Yeah.
So you're be able to catch so many, and even people tell me they're coming from Schenectady, Albany, even greater south than that. And then, you know, there's people coming from the north. So it's kind of a great middle space that we found. And through being here, it's not exactly what we had envisioned, but it's exactly where we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the fact that it's sort of in between where you're both are from is like a sign of that to a point, you know. And I think I'd love to see more going on in South Glens Falls. There's not a lot of food options. So it's good that this one is staying.
A lot of people have said that. They're like, there's so much growth starting to happen in South Glens Falls. People are seeing the opportunity and just giving it more attention to businesses and, you know, the schools and the area, I think, is really growing, and we're at a good point right now where we can capitalize on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Oh, it's South Glens Falls, but it's a great location. It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, my father works in Glens Falls and he comes from Saratoga and he passes
by.
And
it's a quick trip over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to watch it if it's like something on the Civic Center or restaurant.
But otherwise,
it's just over the bridge. So it's not like.
Yeah. But you're also gaining all of those activities going on, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people coming off 17 heading that way.
And the community here is great. There really is like a sense of community inside South Glens Falls itself.
Yeah.
And there's also community in Glens Falls as well, but it's great to actually meet the people that are from this area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been an eye opener to be able to actually meet them and talk to them. And, you know, we have a group of men that come in Mondays from the BFW. I was here last night talking to them, and every single week they're here. Every single Monday. But it's really great to see they have their community, but they also bring their community here. And this is almost like the common ground for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it really is like awesome.
A lot of whenever I'm in here, I always notice a lot of families meeting up in here. Like, you'll see, like, a couple people sitting there, then all of a sudden here comes the grandkids and the other siblings and all these people. That always happens here.
Yes. It's generational.
Yeah.
Countless people have told me, I've come here since I was a child, and now I'm bringing my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been decades that they've come. And then another couple said to me, yeah, we were eating here before, and then this other couple was there, we met them here, and now we come here to meet them every, you know, week for dinner. So there's just so much collaboration with, you know, staff come and eat with their families all the time.
That's a good sign, right? They don't want to just get away.
Yeah.
Well, even the high schoolers, the Mussers, who are great kids, they come in. They're not even working. They're just coming in to say hi. One of the guys that is coming to work with us in a month or so was in last night. Hey, what's going on, Justin? You know, and he just was, oh, I just wanted to say hi to everybody. I haven't seen everybody in a while. And he's just here to come say hi.
That's a great.
Like, because it's a common ground to, you know, it's another family outside of your family.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think a lot of the appeal that goes across generations is that they've got sort of the staple items, you know, sandwiches and the hot open sandwiches and things like that, but then also some nicer kind of dinners. Are you going to be keeping that kind of feel to it?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the menu really caters to multiple age groups because that's what a family restaurant is. You have to bring, so there is a selective kids menu. Yeah. You know, there's multiple options for kids, which is great. There's not just two or three things. And there's little, you know, fun cups that we bring and desserts that they can do and, you know, provide coloring. But it's just like little details that make them feel special. But then also the senior population, we have a special menu for them. Yeah. So they feel like they can.
Because that's a very popular thing here. I see people coming in around that time of day.
Yeah.
Early evening.
Yeah. Because they're on a fixed income and they still want to be able to go out to eat and enjoy themselves and have those special moments with their partners and friends, and they feel like they can still do that and come to a place that they feel appreciated and it's a special occasion for them. But then also even, you know, middle age group will come and appreciate the beer and wine selections that we have and the specials that are, you know, a little more of like the fish options and the prime rib. And it's an art to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So there may be changes, but subtly done throughout, or?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks, and we've really just tried to keep things very similar and comfortable, and people feel like it's, you know, we're just carrying on with here. And, you know, over time, I think we'll just look at some different systems that could be more efficient and just work at that. Maybe just utilizing food differently throughout the menu. I think the specials are great.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of information that's being taken in at this point is what we're trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to get the systems that are already established here set down.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to take in the customer basis to get to know people. Mm-hmm. And for us, that's more important than, oh, what are you guys going to do with the menu? The more important thing is establishing the family first.
Yeah.
And we feel like with our staff, we've established that really well. Mm-hmm. And now we want to establish that with the customer basis and really make it feel like, you know, we belong and they belong to what this is. And then we'll start looking at the other possibilities through specials and through intake with our staff. You know, we want to take the knowledge that they're getting and what the kitchen staff is dealing with and how they see food going out, what they think. And, you know, we want to take all that information and compile it into, this is the direction that we want to go, but the information coming from the customer basis, coming from the staff, coming from the kitchen, take all that into the equation and then say, all right, this is the next steps. But without all that information, we can't make that decision.
Yeah.
And that's going to take months before we decide anything, just on the pure basis of the amount of information.
Yeah. No, it sounds like you got your priorities straight there. You know, the staff, the customers, and then see.
We're in the information gathering phase of just hearing what people are asking for. And, you know, people have asked about gluten-free options, more vegetarian options. So there's certainly things that we're hearing that we can do currently based on what we have, and then also just make modifications based on those things. So there's so many things that are working well.
Yeah.
You know, but as always, there's things that we can adapt and change to, you know, make it more options for everyone too.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you have a good future going here.
Yeah. It's really feeling like it's, you know, hard to take on a business like anything else.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of information that you're taking on at once, but it's feeling good. Yeah. And everyone's
any surprises of what you thought? I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, but like, so you've had sort of the managerial experience and some of the business experience, but you've not been the man before. Is there anything that's like,
doesn't really change?
You've had the responsibility, really.
It doesn't really change, though. The only thing that has changed is, you know, that whatever decisions you're making and you have to live with that.
Yeah.
And if you make the wrong decision, you have to live with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you make the right decision, you have to live with that. But the decisions we are making are going through our staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to sit down with them after a week.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down with our servers, our wait staff, and we just talked with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a real open, hey, this is what we're thinking. This is, you know, what have you seen so far? What, you know, what's the good? What's the bad? Is there ugly? And, you know, we want to know these details because we want to evolve. But the evolution is all based on, you know, how do we make your life more efficient while you're here?
Yeah.
So therefore we can, you know, put things, other things into place. But through the whole process, you know, I said, John and Vicky, they everything worked out so well. And there weren't any surprises. John and Vicky did a great job keeping it very transparent. And when we got here, it was very transparent. They helped out tremendously the first 2 weeks. They were right next to us. They helped train us. They introduced us. Mm-hmm. Vicky was bringing Jenny to the tables. Hey, this is so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And John.
So you've kind of got their endorsement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We met with the staff, with them together, and they were the first to know before. Customers, which was important to them and us, that they knew before.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't surprised and taken off guard. And, you know, we're so fortunate to have everybody stay and for everyone to be patient through the process, because it is a lot of questions, understandably, like anything else. And, you know, a lot of customers having questions and them having to talk through that with them. And we're just so appreciative of them being patient through that transition. But yeah, John and Vicky really just guided us and were so accepting, but also introduced us to people. And it was very cohesive. And then, you know, we were ready to say, okay, thank you so much. You know, we're ready to kind of step forward. So it was very progressive.
That's good.
And not just hard. Yeah. So we were able to.
They weren't clinging onto it.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they were ready. That's what makes it nice, too. You know, they were ready to move on and you're ready to move in.
It was emotional. It was understandably. I bet. It's been their life for 34 years and they're so passionate. And, mm-hmm. you know, the customers just are in love with them and appreciate them. And so it was hard. Absolutely. It was very hard for them. Mm-hmm. And I think they were ready, but it was still,
yeah,
you know, going through that.
Well, there's 34 years of established relationships, established business. And to let go of that is a lot. Yeah. Well, when we were talking with them and even throughout the process of them, you know, we slowly were cutting them back and just, you know, mm-hmm. and just recently they've kind of really been out. But, you know, we have their phone numbers and we could call them at any time and they would help us.
And their son's staying.
Yeah.
Their son's here and he's doing a great job. Yes. He's absolutely amazing. And he wants the business to succeed. And he's been here and he's been a huge help in helping with the transactions and helping with the whole transparent, mm-hmm. like he's been a real guidance. And, you know, he's been able to get us really off on the right foot. And we want to respect him. And, you know, he's done a lot of hard work.
It's great.
And it's been really great.
That could have gone a lot of ways with, you know, someone staying and we weren't sure what to expect, understandably.
Yeah.
And it's been nothing but like the best case scenario.
Yeah.
He's been really just helpful and he knows a lot of the questions that we may have had, you know, still that, you know, John and Vicky weren't here to answer. And he's just been that resource for us. And we're so mm-hmm. fortunate.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Great to hear that it went so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't sure. That was like the, mm-hmm. the wrinkle as our realtor called it of I'm just okay, that's interesting, he wants to stay, you know,
yeah,
how that could look. And but really it's been ideal.
That's great. Is there anything else you want to add in?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just nice to do this together.
Yeah,
where we both in the past were, you know, this is a hard industry.
Yeah.
And
long hours.
And this is, I know what I signed up for when.
Especially with your management because you're on call constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before it was very much hit, like he would be on his own doing that in a restaurant setting. And I was, you know, doing other, and it was very different hours that we were working.
Yeah.
And now we're able to do this as a partnership, truly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very different people and how our brains think and do things are very different. But we balance and we really work well together about seeing different things and using each other's strengths in different ways to mm-hmm. support each other. And it's just exciting to be able to now do this together.
Yeah. And the hours of this place are a little bit more reasonable
for
a family kind of.
Yeah. Even the staff appreciate that so much that they're like, we can be home at a reasonable time to see, you know, to be with our family. And it is breakfast, lunch and dinner. But it's an earlier night than.
Yeah, long day, but
long days indeed.
You're not used to having to do well. No, because at the hotel they're open.
No, hours. Yeah, when I was at the hotel, the hotel was basically 24/7.
Yeah,
I had a night guy that worked, but the kitchen was always open. Mm-hmm. It's just mm-hmm. what it is having the right staff, trusting the staff to make informed decisions if you're not there. And you know, we have someone like Yash who knows this building inside and out, and he opens the building.
Yeah,
and
so we're great.
There's a 100% trust when it comes to him.
Yeah,
and mine doesn't. I sleep very, very easily at night, knowing that in the morning time he's here, and you know the staff has been here for a long time.
Yeah,
there's a lot of trust that goes into.
So that does help. Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, I'd probably be here 24/7.
Yeah. I had a friend that had a restaurant and he said he couldn't take it after a while. It wasn't something he'd been in. It's something he wanted to do. He thought he could cook and all that, but that he couldn't trust anyone. So he could never have a day off really because there was always something happening. And So you're lucky that you've got them.
Yeah, we have quite a few people that, you know, have, I mean, it's been a short period of time, but they have our complete utter trust.
The staff have been here for decades. We have one server that's been here for 25 years, and and other people have 10 plus.
Yeah, there's a handful of people that have 10 plus years that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Know, so it's, you know, we're very fortunate to have that.
Yeah, definitely. Because that seems to be one of the biggest problems businesses have right now is staffing.
Yeah. And we're in a really good place.
That's amazing.
Which is unique. And yeah, and everybody's, you know, stayed on. We're just like filling in a couple little gaps of things to support the staff more because, you know, they want to be available for the tables. They want to be able to feel like they're really able to do a good job and not feel like they're pulled in a million directions because this place is busy, you know?
Yeah.
And we're just seeing how we can support them more to be able to feel like they're really able to be with the customer. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.